Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick, and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period, and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis, on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the requests on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what could make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose really forever. I know. I don't think she has anything to lose either. But still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body. And that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hour cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet? We do that so you're going to build trust with yourself. You're going to take the skills you learned and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but hardwick.life, and use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have. Show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism. We're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. Thank you. Come sit down now. Sit down now. You got a winter jacket on. It's May in Indiana, and here you are with a winter jacket on.
God dang it. Tell the weather. It's freaking spring.
Yeah. Nobody notified Indiana that the seasons are supposed to be changing seasons.
It's actually nice. It's 50.
It is. It's sunny. The wind's not blowing like crazy.
I don't like how we're positioned.
Okay, bring it down.
Yeah, I'll bring it down.
You keep talking.
There's too much space above me heed.
Space between.
Heed. Move that melon. Yeah, I like that better.
Is that good?
Check, check, check.
Good
headroom. I like that. Good amount.
Good
amount.
Well, I don't have a huge head, so I don't need a lot of room for my head.
Oh, look at you. You're almost to the top.
I know. See, and yours is not. Now we're a little off kilter.
Okay. Fixed it again. Shit.
Here we go. It's just a little bit.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, give yourself more room and me less room. That looks crooked, but I like it. There you go.
That seem better?
That's fine. I'm fine. I don't know about your head.
It's fine, whatever.
Head mo. See you.
It's a real height. What? Now you look tiny. See, now you're off center. This
let
is
me
not.
Move over. We're good. Look, I'll just perk up. I just got to sit back. Better posture. Let me channel my inner Jeja. We starting over?
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Jamie Hardwick in the house.
Hey.
And your winter jacket's off.
Just took it off. It's hit 50 at about noon o'clock on May the 10th in Indiana.
Beautiful day.
It's flipping freezing. I woke up, there was frost everywhere this morning. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
I don't know if, and I'm assuming the answer to this is yes, if.
I want to move back to San Diego. Is that the question?
Do you?
The answer is yes.
Do you?
No, I'm cold.
I'm cold. I'm cold, and that's what I was going to say is I don't know if my body's meant to be cold any longer.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I think with the and there's a couple of things is I think with like all the arthritis that I have in my body, mm-hmm. the cold's not great. Now I understand why all what I would normally call like the lizards go to the hot weather places in the winter.
You have become a lizard.
The snowbirds.
Yeah.
I'm a lizard. Yeah. We used to actually,
a bird.
We used to call, we had a group of older women. And when I say older women, I'm talking about 70s and 80s that every Friday when we'd have a road trip with the Chargers, they would come out and give us candy and hugs and just wish us well as we were getting onto the team bus, and it was super
cool.
Were
they specific to the O-linemen, or did they just
whole team? They came for the entire team. They've been doing this for decades.
Aww.
And they were super, super sweet and endearingly, like, to ourselves. We didn't actually say this to them. We called them the lizards because they were older and they would come out and it was hot and it just seemed like it felt good for them to be outside and to be with us. And so I have effectively turned into, with my green arms and everything, a lizard that is, I feel like I'm cold-blooded.
Yeah, you need the sun.
Not from a personality standpoint, because I don't feel cold. I'm not cold. You're cold. I'm not the one with a thin candy shell.
Should we talk about our morning routine this morning?
We can talk about our morning. We can talk about our morning routine. I think my body's changed, but I also wonder if my mind has changed about being willing to be cold in freaking May, Indiana, in May.
I think you just, okay, so it's funny. Both of us grew up in cold weather climates.
Uh-huh.
You don't know any better. You just assume, okay, it's March. Everywhere in the world is snow and gray.
That's what we do.
Then we get to go to California.
For 16 years.
And live in the sunshine.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then you come back here and you're like, holy shit, people actually elect to live in cold, gray weather.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
And we have consciously chosen this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we uh-huh. have. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here we are, just choosing.
Okay, and here's part of it. Here's part of the thing.
Choosing. Is
through the fall, beautiful. We got here last year, April.
Yes.
And there was like a month of crap. But we quickly wore in the summer.
Also, but also, I think, so yeah, we arrived in April,
mm-hmm.
thick of COVID.
The start of COVID.
So staying indoors was what everybody was expected to do.
That's
so again,
true.
Not a big yep. deal. We'd go for a walk and then essentially we were locked in our house. And it was great. It was like, all right, this is what we're doing.
This is what we do.
Summer came. Gorgeous.
Summer was beautiful here. And fall. I thought it was going to be hot and sticky and sweltering.
No,
it wasn't.
Beautiful.
It was just nice. And then fall came. Also gorgeous. Got the change of the season.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
All the way through Christmas,
and
it was beautiful.
Yeah, everybody kept going, winter's coming, winter's coming. We're like, good. We hope winter comes. That's what we're kind of here for. This winter's great. And mm-hmm. then it was. It was beautiful. We got a shovel. It got a lot of snow. The kids got to play. We went to the mountain a couple times. Super cool. All the way up through February, through March. Okay, yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
Not fun. Not fun in April. Not fun in May.
No.
April 20th, by the way, it snowed 3 inches
yep.
here.
Yep, it did.
I'm not down.
Nope.
I am not down. I'm
nope.
not okay with that. And my hands are not okay.
No, your
with
hands
that.
Are not okay. He
my
has,
hands
folks,
are...
he has purple hands.
I have
most
purple
times
hands.
Of the day, he keeps showing me these hands. Like, look at these things.
If
and
you're...
they're. Disgusting because they're very crooked.
They're purple
and
they're cold,
purple.
Which makes
so he almost looks like a cartoon character, like coming at you all knuckly.
So when we get intimate, I have to put on mittens.
Gross.
It's like, can I put on some mittens and give you a hug? No?
I don't want those things near
come,
me.
Come on.
They're all crooked and.
So if you want to know what my hands look like, ugh. Go ask your grandpa. And they probably
seriously.
Look like that.
Yeah.
Sorry for that visual.
All right.
That'll big time turn on.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so this morning.
Oh,
this
yeah.
morning. Monday morning.
It is Monday.
Monday morning. And if you don't know this about me, I love Mondays. It's my favorite day of the week. Fresh start. You get a rip into work. I love doing work. I love being like on schedule and having my own space and all these things. So I love Mondays. So we're up at 4:20 this morning. Not to wake and bake, but you know.
But we can imagine what it'd be like.
That'd be super cool if we did. Yeah, but we're up at 4:20.
Yep.
And having coffee by about 4:40, 4:30.
Yeah. Sitting in the sauna by 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Getting a workout in, doing all the things.
Yep.
Creating our own space. Like, did laundry. She made the boys lunch. I packed their bags. Like, we're ready to go. And
kids wake up at 6:45.
Uh-huh.
So when the children are up, we have essentially been up. 2.5 hours.
2 hours at least, yeah.
We've caffeinated. We've exercised.
Heavily caffeinated.
Yep. We've
yeah.
decompressed. We've done all the things.
Mm-hmm.
They have not.
They just literally got out of bed. Like
Nick
2 seconds.
Refuses to acknowledge the fact that not everyone flippin' loves a Monday. I'm one of those. I don't love Monday.
Love Mondays.
I love a Thursday because it's pretty close to Friday.
Uh-huh.
I love a Friday. I love
more,
Saturday. I actually don't even like Sundays because Sunday is the day before Monday comes. So F Sunday.
And this is what happens is.
So I can understand our kids.
It's a tough
not
transition.
Loving a Monday morning.
It's a tough transition into Monday. And we talk about this. We talk about the transition into Monday the night before as I'm putting them down. We do our nightly prayer. And I always say, it's Sunday night. Tomorrow's Monday morning. We always struggle with transitions. Let's try not to transition. And for Hudson, I go, you've been going to school since you were 18 months old. You've been full time since you were 3 years old. You have survived every Monday since 3 up through 9. Let's keep that in mind that we are going to make it through this day. You're going to have a great time. You're going to come home from school and everything. Okay, Dad. Yeah, got it. So this morning, the first thing I hear when I get into the kitchen is Teddy's attacking Hudson in the laundry room. I have no idea what that's about. Hudson's saying, get away from me. Teddy's punching me. Da, da, da. And I come in and I chew Teddy's ass out. And then Hudson goes upstairs as I'm still chewing Teddy's ass out. And he proceeds to try to give some parenting advice to Ted on the way up the stairs. And then he gets his ass chewed out. So then we start down this cycle, and Hudson doesn't know why he's getting yelled at when Teddy was the one who attacked him, which does make sense now that I say that. And then it kind of proceeds to snowball from there. And I was wrong. I was wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was wrong.
All we need
there's,
to hear.
There's no doubt that I was wrong, that I'm a morning person, that I come in with super strong energy on Monday morning
in
particular.
Oh, he comes in so hot.
And they don't want my motivation.
No.
They don't want me.
It's crazy. We don't want coaching at 7 a.m.
I don't know why.
We don't.
What is wrong? You
nope.
guys are soft.
I guess
like,
so.
Like, I can't deal with the weather.
Me and the kids want to sit. We want to eat our eggs. We want to drink our juice and our coffee. And we want to be left alone. And he comes into this kitchen.
Storm and Norman.
Oh, my God. One's crying. Well, you'll never be a football player if you're crying.
I didn't. So that's not how it went.
Please.
She was cleaning the counters. And she accidentally elbowed Teddy. And Teddy goes, ow. And I was like, well, you can't be a football player if that hurt. And then he melted down and ran up to his
room. You're a dick.
I can be.
Monday mornings, you're such a D. And I just wish, yeah.
And I can be.
Yeah.
I can be. But also in my brain.
I wish we had a crate still. You'd be great to be crated on Monday morning.
I need a shot collar.
God, yeah, that's what you need.
I need a shot collar.
And I need to just silence you. Just, and you're great. And coaching is great. And I appreciate it because I am not a coach. Like,
just not
I
on
am,
a Monday?
I am like the one that, come here, let me give you a hug. Okay, let's lay down on the couch together. That's my role in this house.
Okay, yeah.
Let me cook
sometimes.
You food. No, I'm not
sometimes.
Saying I'm soft and I'm
no,
easy on them at
yeah.
all. You're the coach, though.
Yeah. A lot, but there's plenty of times, there are plenty of times that I get to take the back seat. Like, for example, coming home from sporting events, you are the one who usually gives the lecture. And then I chime in if necessary, but usually it's quite unnecessary. Because you do. When we get into the car, you start going into ways to improve, what you like about your game, and then I just get to sit there most of the time.
Yeah.
But on the day-to-day, yes, most of the time I do the coaching. Yes, that is true.
It's true.
And I do eventually would love to see them wake up on a Monday morning and plow through the day and just be like, Dad, shut the hell up. I got it.
Yeah.
Good. I would love to hear that.
I know. I can't wait for that day to come.
I can't either. But until then, maybe I'll just shut up myself.
Perfect. Just save it for Tuesday morning. How about that?
All
How
right.
about we just agree? Start coaching on Tuesday
Everyone's
morning.
Everyone's getting run over on Tuesdays.
That's fine.
Terrific Tuesdays.
Yeah. We need a muzzle. Muzzle Mondays.
You kids, I should just leave. I should leave the house on Monday mornings.
If anybody has a job for Nicholas on Monday mornings.
I think that's what this comes down to. Is
we need
Jay
somewhere for him to go.
You know what?
And maybe Starbucks is hiring. Like, you would be so good Monday morning at Starbucks. People kind of mosey in. They're tired. They're like, shit, the weekend's over. You're like... What can I get you?
Welcome to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Are you ready to begin the journey?
Seriously. And you could give them a little motivational quote on their coffee every morning, like, you know, seize the day or Mondays, we begin again. Like, you could write those little things down.
Mondays,
like,
kick your own ass.
Yes. You could have your own moment on a Monday.
The other
I just
employees
don't want it
would
in
hate
the heart.
Me.
Oh, my God.
They would be like, get this old dude out of here.
Well, that's kind of how the family feels.
God.
Get the old dude out of here. The old dude with the purple hands and the crooked fingers.
Oh.
I know. We love you. Just not on Mondays.
Yeah. Speaking of love, how was Mother's Day this week?
Oh, it was so good. I felt the love.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Good. Did you like the cards? I was reminded. So we had the boys. I had the boys make cards for Jamie. You know who gave me the idea?
Who?
On air on Friday with Steve Hartman in San Diego. Steve goes, hey, Nick, don't just go buy Jamie a card. He's like, the boys are of age now where they should be making her a card and put some effort into this and not just sign. And I said, that's a great idea, Steve. So when I got off air on Friday, immediately I was like, before I forget, we got to make cards for Mother's Day.
And I was out. I was donating blood.
Yes.
So I wasn't here.
Yeah, you were out. So it was perfect. So we made cards and I made them tell you what they're grateful for.
Yeah,
I
they
asked
were,
them. I didn't make them do
no,
anything.
No, they were,
but they were
beautiful
awesome.
Cards.
Weren't they nice?
Thank you. Yeah, very, very nice.
You didn't get one from me, but we did go to brunch.
We went to brunch, which was lovely.
Did you expect one from me? What do you expect from me on? Because we're in this weird place where, like, Christmas, we don't really do presents. Anniversaries, we don't really do presents. You think Valentine's Day is a joke.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need anything. Like, well, every time he asks me, he's like, what do you want? I'm like, meh. My thing is I buy myself everything I want and need.
Yeah.
And as long as I don't get grief from you for doing it on a random, you know, Wednesday morning, I don't need anything for special holidays.
You don't get grief.
I know. And that's what I mean. I don't. So give you any grief. I would just rather choose my own things. I get everything and more that I ever could desire. So no, I did. I felt special. We spent the whole day together. My dad's in town. So it's not quite mother, but it's a dad. So that was great.
But that's cool.
Yeah. So we did brunch.
It was family, and then, which you haven't seen in a long time.
In a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's great having him here. It was pouring. Like, it literally started raining, I think, yesterday at like 2 a.m.
Oh, for people who don't know, you haven't seen your family in a while because they're in Canada and COVID restrictions are absolutely oppressive as hell.
Out of control.
Canada. It is just absurd what they're doing to those people up there with no data backing it. It just pisses me off. So anyway, it pisses me off that you can't see your family. So I'm super happy that dad is down.
Dad's down.
Spending great time with the kids and you and me and
right.
Yeah, all the things. So we went to brunch.
Which was great.
Which was awesome.
And then we proceeded to go bowling.
We did.
I have to tell you, bowling and like there's an arcade in the bowling alley. That's like secretly like my shit. I love that. I would do that all the time.
You're a closet redneck. Because
I love it.
It's that and Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, I love like a Great Wolf Lodge.
Funny water parks.
Mm-hmm. Amusement parks I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to please. I don't need like luxury. I like a redneck good time.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You don't like luxury. You do like and do take, I think, pride in finding value in things that are less expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like Target and TJ Maxx and Kohl's and Marshall's. And it's like you would much rather find a deal there than go to Nordstrom or Saks or somewhere bougie and have like the high end. You're like, can I get that look for less?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and kind of,
can
yeah.
we have the fun for less? Like for our hour plus at the bowling alley, it was $25.
See, that makes me so happy.
That's super cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm like, sweet.
And there were no masks.
And it was, yeah. So
and
the bowling alley we went to is kind of in a smaller, more podunk town. And yeah, they don't require mask wearing, which again, so cool.
So yeah, super cool.
Super
and
cool.
We've both been vaccinated and had the virus ourselves. So
it's neat.
Why the mask,
to
bro?
To have that little bit of freedom was really neat.
Why the mask? And
and just in case anybody was wondering, yes, Jamie Hardwick did win
the
bowling competition.
Win. Yeah. And just so Jamie knows, we did let her win. We let you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all agreed before we went in there that if it's close, we're going to try to fudge the numbers a little bit. And so good job.
You won't even give it to me?
I'm teasing. You did win. You did. You did a great job.
Thank
You're
you.
A stud athlete.
Thank you.
Yes.
Even a good bowler.
And even a good bowler. So I got to tell you, you were up adjusting the camera before we went on. High speed. I mean, you know, we got a whole film crew here and everything, and we're just
tilting,
manipulating the tripod. And
Nick has a very like tall head, so we have to try to.
I'm taller than you, and we sit in the same size chairs.
I know. So I had a lot of headroom. He had
as much headroom.
We were adjusting, and what'd you see? See on my backside?
Well, your bum looks good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Doing great. You are much smaller. I don't know how you're doing on the program.
I'm still sticking to it.
Good.
Yeah.
And
I'm coming up on diet break soon. I think I have one more week.
Good. So this is 3 weeks here.
No, I think I'm four 20, now.
24 weeks. This is on week four.
Yes.
Right? 24 days you're on week four here, or the fourth
and
cycle.
And so I think
days.
Last time we spoke, I was 8 pounds down.
Yep.
I'm sticking around there.
Oh, good.
So I haven't lost more, but I haven't gained any, which is good.
And you're in the middle of a cycle, which I think is like a female cycle, are you not?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come here. Let me see.
What do I got?
Oh, sorry to put your hormones on blast here.
Yeah, I don't really I don't know exactly where I'm at. I haven't looked lately. But, I mean, hormones aside, 8 pounds down is great. And if I'm able to maintain
that. Yeah, in 3 weeks.
It's awesome.
That's super.
So.
And you look, I have to say, from the side, your measurements are definitely coming down.
I think so. I feel
if
good.
I can trust my eyeballs, I can see the front is tightening and the back is tightening.
My front butt looks smaller. You know, women get that. Golly. After you have kids, you have that little like, and mine, I think, protrudes.
I think
a lot.
You were always like that.
Yeah.
Just even going back and watching your home DVDs. And
yeah,
like,
I kinda,
as
I
a
stick
little
out
kid,
in the front, I stick out in the back.
Yeah, you kind of always had that big baby thing.
Butt belly.
You know, where, it's like it just sticks out on both sides.
I know.
Which leads to no back problems, which is good.
Yeah, because it kind of counterbalances.
You're protecting
right?
your back by having, they call it the Valsalva maneuver in squats, where you actually push out your lower belly. you naturally have a great Valsalva mover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
I good. Call it a front butt.
Yeah,
like Valsalva sounds way,
it's very,
way cooler.
It's very technical. Yeah. Yeah,
so my front butt's going down.
It is. You're shrinking.
Yes.
And you're from front to back, you're shrinking, and from side to side, you're shrinking.
Well, good. Thank you.
Which, yeah.
I feel good. Super doable.
Good job. But people always do, and this is the thing. A lot of people, when on a diet, only want the scale to go down, and that's obviously why you're on it, is to lose weight. But there are natural times in the program and in your diet or whatever that your body will settle in,
yeah.
and it will fight you for a week or 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you just keep chopping away and staying fastidious in the program and monitoring your calories and not leaking any in, right? And that's
right.
Those are big things, because when you're especially a smaller female trying to lose weight, the margins become very small,
yeah.
right? So when you're over 400 calories a day, well, there's a pound a week almost that you're not going to lose. So chip away, and then naturally your body goes, all right, we're done resisting at this weight. Let's go to where she wants to take us, and then we'll settle there for a few. And that's very natural. Even on my way down as a bigger man, I had some very notable set points that was like, damn, maybe this is it. And then you just keep going and keep chipping away. And then 2 weeks later, you get on the scale, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I just dropped 8 pounds. Like what?
Right.
So it will come in chunks, and then it'll plateau, and then it'll come again, and then it'll plateau, and then you'll see a couple of days. Like the way I've always described it to people is the stock market always is going up over the long haul, right?
Right.
The median number, if you took the midline of the stock market, it's always increasing. If you're cutting your calories, it's always going to be decreasing. However, the body is going to take natural pit stops and lulls
right.
and
not
plateaus.
Linear.
It's not
yeah.
linear, but
right.
over the course of it, if you were to plot map of this thing over months, it would be linear.
Got you.
Right? And you were to take the middle of all of those plotted points, it would be linear. But,
yeah.
you know, you're going to go up a little bit, you're going to come down a little bit more, and then you're going to level off, and then you're going to go up. So you're just going to naturally – I think your body wants to find homeostasis. Just it wants to find its balance. And if you're big, it's trying to find it to be big. And if you're small, it's trying to keep it small. Like even gaining weight for me was a thing where it's like, I'm eating a ridiculous amount of food here and I can't gain weight. Yeah, your body's fighting you.
Yeah.
And then eventually there's this spillover effect. And then you just start gaining weight or muscle and then a little fat. And then the same thing happens on the way down too. It's just this spillover effect. So yes, it's natural to get frustrated when you see the scale not moving, but kind of like I described to our aunt who's going through the program at the same time, don't get too caught up on the scale.
Right.
Right. Create a healthy environment for your body to lose weight, and eventually it will lose the weight. Eventually it will recognize what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, and I wouldn't have looked at the scale today after the size salad that we had yesterday at the brunch. Because think about how much waste, like how much broccoli did you eat yesterday? I mean, an entire.
I ate a lot of broccoli.
One of those buffet serving things?
No.
We probably combined finish off one of them.
Maybe.
It was good, though. It was broccoli with like a marinara sauce. Steamed broccoli marinara sauce.
That was super good.
Super bomb, right?
Yeah. Not funny that that's what you crave at a buffet.
It is so ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're in the program, whether the man or a woman, lose like a lineman or lose like a lady, we are going to – I'm in the middle of building a private Facebook group. So if you're concerned about getting into the network, you don't have to get into the network. I'm creating a private Facebook group for us to be able to share ideas, and this comes about because there's a lot of ladies who also want in and want – guidance and want, you know, support and accountability and all that. So we're all just going to merge into one, and it's going to be a Facebook, private Facebook group that you're going to get the link to if you bought the program. So come on there. I'm in the middle of building out several programs. One's kind of the user guide of, how to use this program. It answers a bunch of frequently asked questions. And then the other one is a habit-based program. So I think that one's going to be super useful, because what are you doing when you're losing weight? You're trying to change your habits. So a lot of it is, yes, it's physical, but there's a lot of mental skills that if we incorporate and we think about and we talk about and we, you know, collaborate with one another, the mental side of things is really where all the change happens in the long run.
Cool.
So super cool. Excited for everybody to kind of get in and see and collaborate with one another. And I just, for me personally, I find that there's way more growth with the team than without the team.
Yeah.
And it's long term, it's sustainable. And we're talking about with the network on the weekends, I haven't really run this by you, but getting together multiple times a year. One, the guys want to get together at Bristol Motor Speedway. One of our guys, Greg Hoffman, he's a big guy. He's a big player at Bristol Motor Speedway. So we want to get together for a NASCAR race down there and then do it, set up an adventure team. And so all these fun things.
Cool.
You don't even know what's coming.
Wow.
You don't even know.
I don't.
Yeah.
Just make sure you leave on a Monday morning.
No,
how's that?
Leave Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then Monday morning, you guys have the house to yourself.
Be gone.
Yes.
Yes.
Can every game be a Monday game?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
I'll just
for.
Stay at the hotel on Sunday night.
That's what we're looking okay. for. Take him on an adventure Sunday night.
Okay. What do you got coming up? What's going on?
So Dad's here all week.
Yep.
Which is great. Yeah, not much. I start summer tennis, playing some pickleball.
Good.
Got a golf game tomorrow.
I got a pickleball match later this afternoon myself.
Yeah, just living that country club life in the freezing May weather here in Indiana.
Yep, here yeah. we are.
You, what do you got going on?
That's it.
Yeah.
Just building things out. I've also got a we're building out. You're building out a Body by Jamie program, and I'm building out a 61 Fit
cool
program. So resistance out. Training in your life.
Look out for that.
So we've had some people ask. So we like to give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. All right. I don't have anything else.
Guys, love you.
Love you.
Have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Bye.